welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to this 34th episode of Farm Chatter.
That's hard to believe.
That is amazing to me and feels like really a large accomplishment.
It does, yeah, because this is something that you especially have talked about.
I've wanted to do a podcast for about a year.
And you know I like to talk, so I just talk all the time anyway.
So what else could we do with that but start a podcast?
Right.
But when you do that and when you start that and make that commitment, it is hard because it is a commitment.
It is
to
a commitment.
Whatever your announced schedule is.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been a weekly podcast we release on Monday morning. And to do that consistently. Now we can record ahead a little bit if we need to based on our schedules. But even with that, we usually only do a couple at a time.
Yeah, two, I think, is the most we've ever done. And usually that's like a two-part series.
Right. And it just does feel like a big accomplishment to me that we have done this consistently for 34 weeks now.
Yep.
So,
it's not bad.
I'm going to give us a little pat on the back for that.
Me too.
But what we want to talk about, probably briefly, we'll condense it today, is kind of a flashback to how we got started as Five Feline Farm and where that came from and what our intent was and what it is now, how it's growing.
Mm-hmm. And how really what we thought we were going to do. Actually, we had no idea that we were going to have a business.
Not at all.
Not at all.
When we first got the property, we started referring to it as the farm.
We just called it the farm because we lived in town. I've lived in town all my life, never lived in the country. And so to me, you know, we had woods and we had a barn and it kind of seemed like a farm.
Right. So we just called it the farm.
And there's that whole argument that some people say it's not a real farm. Well,
but
to us, it's a real farm.
We are growing things and tending the land.
And we have livestock and bees.
I'm going to say it's a farm.
I call it a farm. So we'll
there you
call
go.
It what we want.
And we eventually built the house and moved here. And we had to have a name. This kind of goes back to how did we get that kind of crazy name, Five Feline Farm?
It is kind of crazy.
Well, I was at work. Let me just issue a disclaimer.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Blame
right
me.
Up front, I was not home when this first started.
Uh-huh. You weren't. That's true. So we had a new router.
Wi-Fi.
Right?
Yes, a Wi-Fi router. We were getting
the computer
set
up. It was right after we had built the house. So, yeah, we were getting Wi-Fi set up. And any of you that have done that know that then you have to give it some kind of name. So it's like, you know, Fred's Wi-Fi or, you know, whatever. So that
I don't know Fred.
Oh, well, I don't either. But now I could go off on the Flintstones. But let's not digress.
Stick to
there.
The topic.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we had just been making wine like we do sometimes. We haven't done that for a while. We need
we
to
haven't.
Do that again.
And we can talk about that.
Well. Okay. So we had to have a name and it's like, okay, we had five cats at the time. Let's call it Five Feline Winery.
And I thought that was a fabulous name.
Yeah. I mean, that was just for us.
It was.
No one else was going to know this crazy name.
Right. And it really was just a fun thing to get started.
Yeah. And kind of maybe remember it. Remember that name, I guess.
Oh, who could forget it? And then we started doing all of these other things. And we honestly kicked around the idea of, wouldn't it be cool to have a winery?
We did, yeah.
We like to visit wineries.
Yeah.
But we have lots and lots of interests.
Mm-hmm, we do.
And we try all kinds of different things. You talked about we've made wine. We've brewed beer.
Kombucha.
we are interested in gardening and building things.
You've made cheese.
Making cheese. baking. I am a writer. All of those
woodworking.
Things.
Woodworking. We have done all kinds of things.
And we really needed a name as we started getting more into thinking about this as a business. We needed a name that was more encompassing of anything we wanted to do.
Because we didn't really know what we were going to do.
We didn't.
We had honeybees and we had some extra produce. That's kind of where we got started.
Right.
People started asking, well, would you sell produce? Do you have extra honey that you would sell? And that's kind of where we got started.
And then
really.
It was like, well, maybe we could. But it would be hard to do all of that under the umbrella of Five Feline Winery.
Yeah, because we weren't a winery.
We weren't. And
that would be very confusing.
Really,
I don't. Like our name's already confusing anyway.
Right. I don't think we'll actually be a winery.
No.
But we needed something. And one morning, in the shower of all things, I do some of my best thking in the shower.
You even have like crayons or something
I
in
do,
there, right?
That
so
I can
write
ideas.
If
I can't lose those ideas. And do you all ever have that experience where you're thinking about something and you're not where you can write it down and you think, oh, I'll remember this, I'll remember this. And once you get to a place where you could write it down, poof, it's gone.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm. I hate it when that happens. So since I do most of my best thinking in the shower.
Very weird.
It is weird, but it's a true story.
Okay.
I have bath crayons in the shower and I'll write on the wall, take a picture of it, save it to my Evernote account, and then wipe it off. It works quite well. And there's a little tip for the rest of you. If you want to use that, run with it.
Whatever works.
Exactly. But we digress. One morning in the shower, it came to me. Five Feline Farm. And if or when we grow big enough, we could have subsidiaries. And I've actually used Five Feline Farm Press as the publisher of my books.
Right.
It just fit.
It did. And it kind of fit our personalities. We did have five cats.
We did.
And we, as you know, we talked about, we called this property a farm.
And it just all came together. I told Donna and she was like, yes.
Yeah, it was perfect.
That is it. So that's how we started the name, Five Feline Farm. And it has provoked a lot of conversation.
It does, yeah.
People ask a lot of questions.
Do you have five cats? That's always the first thing. Do you have five cats?
And now, unfortunately, we have to launch into an explanation of why.
Why we don't have five
we
cats.
We don't.
Nor want five cats again.
Right.
It's not the plan.
It is not, but we did have five when we started the business. And we refer to them as the charter cats. And we still have one of them, Thumper. Who was here on the last podcast.
She was.
And we now have four. As of this recording, we do have four cats in residence.
But we will always be Five Feline Farm.
Right.
Because that's the name we have registered for our business. And people know us as that now.
Yes.
They've kind of gotten used to the idea that it's weird.
And the next question we get after, do you have five cats, is, are you a cat rescue?
Right.
And we are not a cat rescue.
Sounds like we would be.
I would love to be in some ways.
I would rescue every animal there is. You know that.
But we have our limits.
Yeah, we can't.
And really all of our cats, I would kind of term them as rescues.
Oh, yeah.
Honeybee, not as much.
No.
She had a good home.
She
they
did
just
have a good home.
Had kittens and needed homes
they
for
had
them.
Too many of them.
But that was not really a rescue situation. All the rest of them really were rescues. But no, we are not a cat rescue. And no, we do not need to take on any more cats.
No.
But what we found is those questions engage our customers in conversation.
They do.
And that has been a nice kind of...
It's just kind of a way to launch into a conversation about our products, how we got started, and people are so interested. We're surprised that they're interested in it.
Yes, but it has been a nice connection.
It has,
and
yeah.
a point of conversation to
because
engage.
Because we like to actually talk to our customers. We don't want to just have no conversation at all with our customers. Matter of fact, we might talk too much, or I might talk too much sometimes.
Well, if we see them start slinking away, we'll know. That's a clue. We do read body language.
We do, yeah.
But that's how we got our name. Uh-huh. And just a little bit of history about Five Feline Farm, how we came to be Five Feline Farm. And we will continue in some future episodes. We have some interviews planned.
Mm-hmm,
so
we do.
You'll hear from some of our friends and customers. But interspersed in those, we will continue to give you some snippets of our
yeah.
history.
Where we came from.
Our business goals.
How
things
we got
like that.
Here. We had no clue what we were doing or where we were headed.
Some days I still don't think I have a clue.
No, I don't either. But here we are. We have Farm Cheddar, our own podcast. And 2 years ago, 1 year really, we wouldn't have even had any idea that we would be at this point.
Not at all.
So
and
there
we,
you go. You never know.
That's right. We have some really exciting things coming
we
up
do, yeah.
that you will hear about, and I'm looking forward to it.
I am too, yeah.
There's our history of the name, Five Feline Farm.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.